from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clint Sterner's out today. The Drive is still live, though. You got your boy Ron and Tyler Milner in the building. We appreciate the good conversation we've had. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, good to see you. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't even seen the people on YouTube and Twitch. I've just been trying not to chance my internet, to be frank with you. But I see you on there. I see you on there as we're having a good time. Tim Warmack gave him a C-. Love to see that. You can get with us and see us and respond there on YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Potatoes au gratin are thinly sliced and baked with butter, cheese, and garlic.
Okay.
Michael, I like when I got a little burnt.
A little crisp.
A little crisp. I was just looking up here on the TV here in the studio. And LeBron was at the ESPYs and presented the award to Robin Roberts for the Arthur Ashe Award, I believe, for courage.
Yeah.
God, his hair looked so good.
Did it?
It looked so good. Like when he's got a chance to get that thing shampooed and
take his time.
And really have the barber put in work and add all of that black ice. Because, I mean, it's got to be a lot of it. Like it's got to be the same level of black ice left on the pillow that James Brown, the host of, not the singer, but the host of NFL on CBS. There's nobody who uses black ice the way that. And if you're wondering what black ice, friends, many of us African-Americans who get their hair cut and don't want to just live with what it is that they really have. They want to try to fill it in. Close, but this is here. This is a fill in your line. And then when you got areas of that line that kick back, they want to cut, and it's thin. You fill that in with a little bit of black ice. Now it should be subtle. Just to know, it's just gonna get you through a day. This is gonna be a day. Like if you're gonna be married,
so it's like duct tape.
Little wedding. Like yes. Like if I could have it back, I had a little spot on the left side of my head.
Like Clint.
No, the left side of my line. I had a little spot there that I wish that I had my barber on the day of my wedding hit, put a little black ice in there to fill that area in, and then it goes. Because when you go to sleep, you're gonna rub it all off. It's going to rub off. And yeah, LeBron's hair, it looked real. He had it at a good height. It was low. You could see, like, I mean, his line was straight across. His line's not been straight across for years. Like LeBron, like if you go watch LeBron at the beginning of a game, he is ready. Like, it's good.
So
he starts in there. You let LeBron get a couple of runs up and down the court. It's gone.
So the black ice thing you're talking about.
You were familiar. Good. Questions. Ask questions.
Well, do the white folks out there that struggle with this problem, is there like any kind of comparative, thing?
I think Clint uses it in a kind of like a black ice where he sprays it in to fill in that hole.
Okay.
This is more across your line.
Gotcha.
This is more like the lineup is it makes the cut. And when you, and sometimes the barber's just like, I can't get to that part because you ain't got no hair right there.
Damn.
So let me fill it in. Let me fill it in with a little black ice and then bam. Yeah, someone's Carlos Boozer. Go look up Carlos Boozer in black ice. Not just the Nerf ball head that he had, but he went.
That might be the worst.
He went and tried to do it. Like, you can just see it.
With those Bulls days, man. There were some nights where I was like,
White ice, man. There you go. White ice. Yeah, but it's a rough one. But nah, man, he looked good. If he could stay there, boy, I know if he had a white pillowcase that night, boy, that thing was absolutely just. I mean, looked like a Sharpie was run across it.
Like it came down the chimney.
Yes, charcoal. He must have pulled something off the pit with that pillowcase.
Did you have this on your exhaust, sir?
There you go. All right, this is my ultimate test for the Texans, Tyler. And I'm going to say this right now, and I mean this. Now, many of you for 4 years have given me hell, and that's fine. Because you're not from Houston. You're not Houston. Go back to where you came from. You're not really Houston. You don't know.
Said, oh, damn. So
I'll be damned. I'm not taking that anymore. Not after this week. You kiss my ass. I've hurricaned. I popped my hurricane cherry. I am still sitting here without power. All right, I've lived it. I've got a generator. I've helped people like Judy. I have been helped. My neighbors, I don't know. I hurricane without power, storm like this, sitting there watching your trees, praying to God it doesn't lean that far over so it don't knock over your fence. That's Houston, damn it. So I will not accept it. I have been here 4 years. Don't you do it? All right.
Yeah, if you weren't already, you are officially a Houstonian.
Now don't give me that.
living through this.
Now just because I don't full on root and they're not my teams. First off, I'm not alone on that. Tyler's dad doesn't root for the Texans.
True.
He roots for the Titans. And I know many of you all that text in and tell me I'm not Houston are probably Cowboys fans. I'm just saying, you know they live here.
Weak ass Cowboys.
There are a lot of people that live in Houston, that are from Houston, that are Houston, that don't cheer for all the teams. All right? So damn it, I don't want to hear that.
100%.
Someone text in, Ron, you are Houston. Don't let these haters say this BS. You ain't lying. Much money as I'm giving to this damn city. Shoot. Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear that again. Now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.